All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And here at Graceland, we've got a ton of new exciting things happening. And if you haven't checked out the gallery for all of our Halloween festivities, you need to check it out.
Yeah, we asked everyone to turn in adorable pictures of their kids and pets dressed
super
as Elvis
cute.
For Halloween. It is so adorable. And what's so great is that a lot of these kids are young Elvis fans.
Yeah.
The parents have let us know that they're big fans that listen to Elvis radio. They love dressing up as the king. So if you go to Graceland.com, click on gallery and go to photos and you'll see them. And it's a great way to get into the Halloween spirit.
Yes, and on to the next holiday. Graceland will officially begin the holiday season when three-time Grammy-winning country artist Trisha Yearwood will officially flip the switch on all of the holiday lights here at Graceland.
Yeah, the lighting ceremony is November 20th here at Graceland. It's at 6 p.m. and it's free. So if you love Christmas, if you love Trisha Yearwood, if you love the king, and who doesn't, come down to Graceland and check it out. It's such a special time of year. Graceland's beautiful, and it's a wonderful way to kick off the holiday season.
That's right. She's going to sing an acoustic song. We're not sure what yet. Starts at 6. I think you already said that. And some kids from Le Bon are going to help her out, so we're super excited about that.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful.
And the fan mosaic has been revealed.
Yes, so when you're here for the lighting ceremony, just wander all over to the plaza, and you'll see the beautiful new Elvis Forever stamp fan mosaic. It looks so good.
And it's searchable. So if you know that you submitted a photo and you can't for some reason spot yourself in the tiny frame of it up on the wall, then go to Graceland.com. And how do you search it?
Yeah, if you go to Graceland.com, you'll see the news story about it, or you can go to fanmosaics.com. Either way.
Fanmosaics.com.
And you'll find your picture. But it's pretty easy to find yourself. I found myself on there, so it's really adorable.
it's beautiful.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we've got the If I Can Dream Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra now available, and that's today.
Yes, it came out today, and fans are loving it. We've heard from fans all day long. They're so excited to hear this new, fresh take on Elvis's music, which it's really cool. They took basically, I think, 14 mm-hmm. of Elvis's most dramatic performances, and they put it together with these amazing, lush arrangements by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and it's beautiful. If you haven't heard it yet, you've got to take a listen to this.
We've also got some duets with Michael Bublé and the Italian, I'm not sure if they're a boy band or a trio, but Il Volo, and my 18-year-old sister has been texting me every single day, when does that CD come out? When can I listen to Il Volo? So if you haven't picked it up, it's contagious, this energy, so you need to pick it up and give it a listen.
It's wonderful. And the really cool thing, actually, was that we heard it first at Elvis Week.
That's right.
Priscilla was here, and she let fans hear it for the very first time, and it was really incredible to hear. And I think we were all moved here Graceland, and then Priscilla was moved to see how the fans reacted so strongly to it, because they absolutely loved it. And we have mm-hmm. a really cool clip of Priscilla from when she was here at Elvis Week, so take a listen.
As we mentioned, Priscilla continues to be a steward of the Elvis Presley legacy, and one of her recent passion projects is If I Can Dream Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, a new album featuring classic Elvis hits with a new arrangement, but still his original vocal, and this album's being released on October 30th of this year. But offering a sneak peek of sorts at one of the tracks from the new album, the Postal Service is proud to announce the offering of an exclusive CD of 18 Elvis Presley original hits titled Elvis Forever, which includes one of those sneak peek tracks, If I Can Dream, as you've never heard it before. So you guys are going to get a first listen. So let's take a listen.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why can't my dream come true? understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on.
I just thought, I wasn't really prepared for that. That was, you're getting a first time listen to this amazing, I think, album. It was done with heart and soul. And the reason why, just so all of you know, is that Elvis always wanted to have and perform with a 62-piece full-blown orchestra. That was his dream. When he was in Vegas, he had a small orchestra with Joe Gershow. He would love to have had it bigger, but he gets his chance now. So this song, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this song. It goes with what you say, Mayor Wharton and the Pastor Smith, which is beautiful. That was a wonderful passage. Elvis loved this song because we were going through a very, very sad time in the 60s. We had lost Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, obviously President Kennedy. And this song resonated to him, and it was a plea for peace. It was a plea for everyone getting together. This song was written by Earl Brown for, as you know, many of you may know, but the 68 special. And the writer talked to Elvis and asked a little bit about how he felt, where we were today, where he is today. The 68 special was, again, a comeback for him. And when he told him about all of this, Earl Brown wrote this song in one night. So it goes along with what you're saying, and of course, you know very well in all of your speeches that he's hit home with you, and you've just nailed it on the head, Mayor Wharton. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of the reason why. And now it's bigger, and it's got the beautiful Royal London Philharmonic Orchestra. That's pretty. Any Brits here? Okay, any over here? Well, then they know what I'm talking about. This, you can't get any better than that, right? It's a beautiful album. The song choices are really the choices that he chose. And very, very, very hand-picked songs. I do hope all of you enjoy it. I mean, I think it was a masterpiece of what they did. It's his original track, the master's track. It still has the band there, and it still has the singers, but it has a feeling of richness to the fullest degree. So if you get a chance, pick it up. It comes out in, I think, November. Thank you, everyone. And again, thank you so much, again, for the beautiful stamp.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yes, one of my favorite moments from Elvis Week.
So if you haven't been to Elvis Week, you need to come next year. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly, exactly. And if you like what you heard there, be sure to pick up this album. It's If I Can Dream, Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. You can buy it right now at Shop Graceland. So go to shop.graceland.com to pick that up.
All right, thanks, guys. I'm Libby.
I'm Sheena.
See you next week.